You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, are basically digital certificates of ownership, a virtual claim that an image or a GIF or even a song belongs to you. And while some artists are happy to jump into this new space, others have been surprised or furious to find that people not themselves beat them to it. Just last week, several musical artists publicly complained after the website Hitpiece temporarily listed NFTs for their songs or albums without the artist's permission. But does selling someone else's art as an NFT break the law? Aram Sinreich is a professor and chair of the Communication Studies Division at American University. He says this gets into a gray area, at least when it comes to existing copyright law.
One of the things that it does really well is it prevents people from being able to do certain things with a creative work unless they have permission from the person who created it. And those things include copying it or distributing it or displaying it in public or adapting it into a new artwork. An NFT isn't really any of those things. An NFT is more like a URL. It's just a code that points at an artwork. There's nothing illegal about pointing at something. And so there's not really a copyright element that comes into play because the original artwork is not being adapted or distributed or copied in any meaningful way.
This is where the whole "are NFTs scams to begin with" comes in, because what is the value of this pointer?
Right. Well, this is a great example of what's known as a speculative bubble. The vast majority of money that people are spending on NFTs aren't spent because they're in love with the underlying artwork. The only reason people are spending money on this stuff is because they're reasonably assured that before the bubble bursts, they'll be able to sell it for more than they spent on it.
How does what we're seeing with NFTs now and artists feeling like their music is being stolen or used without their permission compare to what we saw with music piracy in the early 2000s on platforms like Napster or LimeWire?
From a technological and economic standpoint, it's a totally different situation than Napster. But one thing that unites them is that in both cases, the kind of perceived sense of value and the perceived sense of harm differs from the legal and technological realities. So if I were to make an artwork and somebody else created an NFT out of it, I would feel a kind of personal harm because there's an underlying kind of moral sense of my relationship to the artwork that has no bearing on what the actual law says. And in this case, there is no law. We don't know what the laws of NFTs are because Congress hasn't written any. And no courts have really had to judge it yet. So this is a completely open space where the people investing in these products have no idea how legally enforceable their claims will be, regardless of what their kind of emotional investment in the relationships to the works are.
Aram Sinreich at American University. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.